Hey, y'all, it's Arwen. I'm the professional joy seeker, for those who don't know me yet. I like to make people laugh. And what I'm doing today are the March Taroscopes. Now, I want y'all to give me some feedback. I can do weekly Taroscopes that will be by element. So all the air signs are in one group, and they just get one reading. Or I can do these monthly, where you get individual readings for each sign. So I'd love to hear from you what you would like, and you know, what you want. This went out to my newsletter first, and everybody else is going to get it. Yeah, maybe a week later, but that's okay. It'll be March by the time it'll release in the beginning of March. So let's start with Pisces, since it is the Pisces season. Pisces goes from the 21st of February to the 21st of March. Now, if you're a strict astrologer, you will wait until your sign is in the 15 degrees position, I believe. And that is actually when the sign comes into play, I think. That may be for the Sabbats and Esbats, y'all. I don't know. I'm going back to school, trying to get my history degree. I'm a senior, and I should graduate spring of 2026. Woohoo! Now, let's dive in and see what Pisces gets. I'm using two decks for each sign. One is Ethany Dawn's Penumbra, which is, I love it. And the other is my deck called Secrets of the Mystic Grove, and it's an oracle. Okay, here we go, Aquarius. Pisces. The Two of Torches. This is a wonderful card. This is, you see, an old woman. I mean, she's wrinkled. She's got a cauldron or a seeing, a scrying bowl in front of her. And there are two flames behind her, two burning torches. Pisces, I think that this is about choosing your passion. You're going to have a lot of things you can do this month in March. And make sure you choose things that make you really excited. Right? Don't go for the things that are, that's okay. You know, if somebody says you want to go to the museum or you want to go see this new film, and you know they want to go see the museum, you know it in your heart. And you're like, I really want to see this movie. Pick the movie. They gave you a choice. You know, and if you're like me, you'll go to the museum later. Now, we're going to look at your card from Secrets of the Mystic Grove. Serenity. This is about compassion, acceptance, and contentment. And, you know, if you pick what you're passionate about, you will definitely be more happy with that. And it will bring contentment to you, right? So aim for that. Now, let's go to our Aries. Aries, you get the Four of Cups. Ooh, Aries. This is an interesting one. This one actually shows the cups. Yeah, you know, one's coming down with fire. The other three are kind of spilling out. So they've been overflowed. Watch yourself. Be careful with really putting yourself out there for people. You know that some of them do not give back. You know, you've known that for a while, right? So be cautious about that. Let's look at your oracle card. Ooh, conflict. Mm-hmm. Discord, disagreement. And looking for common ground. Now, Aries, that tells you that people are going to be up in your face. They're going to be poking, trying to push those buttons. You know what? You don't have to live with that. You don't have to engage. You know, arguments and fights generally involve at least two people. Walk out. Don't do it. Just don't do it. Now, let's go to our Taurus. Taurus gets the Two of Cups. Whoop. Okay. I was like, did I shuffle this deck? The Two of Cups for Taurus talks about getting something that will balance you. Getting, it might be a new friend. You know, it's an emotional connection. So you feel that emotional connection, work for it. You know, let them know, whoever it is, that you really would like to be there. Now, Taurus, you get beauty, self-esteem, strength, radiance. What a wonderful card for Taurus. Because, you know, y'all are one of the earth signs, and That's a good thing for Taurus. Just look for beauty in yourself and in others. Now, we're going to Gemini. Ooh, Six of Swords, Gemini. Now, this is an interesting card because usually you see somebody being rowed away from like troubled times. But here you see one person and their dog, looks like a border collie, if you care. And they're moving away. They're leaving their troubles behind. They're not engaging, and they're literally moving themselves out of that sphere. So, Gemini, if you have the ability and you're in a place where you don't like, move. Move, move, move. I know it's hard. Ugh. Housing prices these days. Yeah. But, and maybe it's just a feng shui move, right? Look at your bedroom and see if everything is in the right feng shui place and try it. I think that it'll be a good thing. And you get repose. And this is about taking a time out, right? So the Six of Swords and this repose really talk about you settling, getting quiet with yourself, getting your brain to stop doing the monkey thoughts and just focus on. I really feel like it's an environmental thing that you Geminis really need to, look at what clutter is doing to your life, or feng shui your bedroom, whatever. Work on your front door so people coming in are bringing in good energy. Lots of ways you can do that. If you have questions, email me. Now, next from Gemini, we go to, I'm going to hear them wail, Leo. Ha-ha, Cancer. Okay, Cancer. Ooh, I shouldn't have joked around. Cancer gets the Magician. Whoa. There is a Burmese python, I believe it's an albino. Might be a reticulate. Oh, sorry. No, I believe it's a Burmese. Sorry, I'm very into snakes. And this Magician is fierce. Fierce, fierce. He's got the hand up and the hand down. He has the elements tattooed on his knuckles. Fierce guy. You've got the power to create something. The magician's word is I will. It's the energy of Aries, the first of the tarot. And just rum ba bum. Okay? So rum ba bum and get something started. I don't know what rum ba bum means, but I like saying it. Ooh, you get protection. Protection with the magician. You need to do some magic. You need to put up some wards around your house. Do a the iron nail, coffin nails, whatever, around your property. But you need to work on your borders because you got protection. So just focus on that a little bit. Okay, Leo. I sorry I tease. Leo, you get death. Dun, dun, dun. Now, you know me. Death isn't about physical death. It might be, right? But in most cases, it is about change. And I love that there are mushrooms in this and a Luna moth. The mushrooms indicate stop being kept in the dark and being fed bullshit. Okay, just flat out. Somebody is feeding you bullshit. But the Luna moth is, it's a sign of a messenger to God. That's how I see Luna moths. And the gods hear, right? They listen. And when you send them a messenger, woohoo, they like that. Now, the thing is, the Luna moth doesn't have any mouth. It didn't eat. Its sole purpose is to make other Luna moths. Isn't that crazy? I was just like, wow, what is that? But they're beautiful. And if you look up the China moon moth, it's a pink Luna moth. So pretty. Hey, Virgo. Oh, sorry. We've got to go back to Leo. Oh, you get look ahead, visionary, planning, preparation. What this says to me is that you guys have a opportunity to take whatever this change is and make some hella growth from it, okay? Hella growth. You know what that is, right? Hella. I don't know. The kids say it. Maybe they don't anymore. Virgo. Ooh, element of cups. This is the page. And we see an eye crying, but in the teardrop is a goldfish. This is about preparing, right? Getting ready. for an emotional event. And people say that earth signs aren't very emotional. They're wrong. Y'all are pretty deep with your emotions. You're pretty sparing with your emotions in terms of, you know, who you allow into your inner circle. And that's a good thing. Don't ever worry that it's a bad thing. You know, don't let somebody say, "Man, why are you doing that? You don't share." So, element of cups and direction, navigation, guidance, and signs. It's funny, when I get a cups and navigation, I'm like, go on a boat trip. But this is about planning, right? Getting ready, getting prepared. You know, if you're thinking about a business venture, which this doesn't feel like, but, you know, or an educational path, or, you know, choosing a specialty, take your time, map it out, you know, write it down and do some mind mapping with it, if you will. But be cautious and pay attention, okay? Now, from Virgo, we go to Libra. Ooh, Libra gets the Three of Cups. Hubba hubba. Okay, here's what you got, Libra. This is about joy and celebration and finding others of a like mind who want to help you, who want to dance and party and celebrate you. Libra, this is a great month for you. You're going to get things. Things are going to come to you. Ooh, and you get authenticity. So what you need to do is be very authentic in yourself, you know. Don't laugh if you don't feel like laughing. And laugh when you do feel like laughing, even if nobody else is. And I really love the authenticity card in this because it shows a woman. We joke around about this being the birds and the hair deck. Mary Elaine Thomas, who is the fabulous artist, does these women with just wonderful hairdos. This authentic woman, authenticity, is holding a cactus because that's what she likes. She doesn't want roses. She wants the thorns. Wink, wink. Okay, from Libra, we go to our Scorpio friends. Nine of Cups. Scorpio babies, make that wish and just stand back while things happen. Now, you know about wishes. You have to do work that shows the universe that you really do have room in your life for what you want. You know, if you're wishing for a puppy, Arwen. I want a standard poodle puppy like nobody else's business. But, you know, put yourself in the place where you can get that wish to come true. Ooh, you get contemplation. Has a tiger on it. I love this card. A woman's leaning on a beautiful tiger who's just looking back at her with love. And this is about musings, ruminations. You know, get your journal out. Write some shit down. Pay attention to your ideas and give yourself time to think. That's really important, right? And from Scorpio, we go to Sagittarius. Element of Pentacles. This is the page of Earth. This is about planting seeds for summer. It really feels like this is going to start something that's going to culminate in the summer. This card is about education. It's generally considered by me a student card, a learner card. So dive into whatever that is you've been thinking. I want to learn more. You know, go on Google rabbit hole searches. Check Bing out, whatever. Really dive into what it is you want to come to fruition. Oh, and you get dreaming. Gifts, receiving, and dreams. Honey. You know, if you've got Scorpio and Sagittarius in your top three, your moon, sun, and rising, woohoo! That's awesome. Now, who do we have after Sagittarius? Hey, Capricorn. Nine of Pentacles. Dang, it's going to be a pretty good month for all of us. You know, some people have a little bump, but these are great cards. The Nine of Pentacles, it tells you to look at what you've accomplished. Take a minute, get a pen out, write down what you were doing 10 years ago, where you were, and look at where you are now. You know, even if you're in a situation you don't like, everything brought you to this situation so that you can move forward, right? You can take your knowledge and create the place you want to create And the Nine of Pentacles is that card. It's the card of rewards for hard work. And you get winning. How wonderful. Winning, victory, overcoming obstacles. You got this. Say, Capricorn, you've got this. Now we go to Aquarius. The Fool. Dice, take a chance. There's a little mouse up on his stick. And he's holding his hand out, like, you want to come along? You want to take a chance? And the Fool, this one isn't on a cliff, but a lot of people are like, oh, he's jumping off a cliff. Yeah, he's going to bounce or fly. He's going to land on his feet or he's going to fly. Either way, he's going to be okay. So this really is about a little bit of risk taking, a little bit of leaning into what might happen. You may not know. It may be a dark tunnel. Go in it. Go see what's happening. Hint, if you see a light at the end of the tunnel, get to the side and make sure you're not standing on train tracks. Ha ha. Now, what is your Oracle card? Tenacity. Love this dang card. I did a show with World Divination Association, Tony Puhle, Jane Matthews, Maria Avila Ferdinand. I don't, Maria, I'm so sorry. I cannot remember your last name. She's Sybil Tarot. But you get tenacity, the badger. And this is a badger wearing a flower in its hair. Because you know what? It's a badger. It's going to do what it wants. Honey badger don't care. But this is a regular badger. But it's about dedication and stubbornness. Be stubborn. When you take that risk, be stubborn. Now, I want to remind you that if you want a reading, contact me. I am doing readings again. I kind of closed it down when I started school, but I'm doing online stuff now for school, and I've got a little more leeway so that I can do these. Also, if you're writing a book, go look for Mapping the Hero's Journey. I have it on Amazon. I don't think I have it anywhere else. I might have it on Kobo, maybe. I don't know. You can tell that my memory is just blur. And if I owe you a reading, please let me know. I think I owe people readings. I've got to go check my email. They're probably 3 or 4 months old because I'm just, that's me. If you want my 9-week course called Trust Your Gut about learning intuitive tarot reading in 9 weeks, I've got a deal going on. Check the newsletter. And if you're not on the newsletter, you'll have to contact me when you see this video, and I'll give you the coupon. I can't remember it right now, but it is buy one, get the other half price. Now, here's the deal. I have discounted. It used to be $99, and I have whacked it down. I want people to get it. Money, yeah, that's great, but I want people to take this course and take other courses. No course is the be all end all. Don't you ever let a tarot teacher say, this is the way, this is the only way. If anybody says blah, they're crazy. They're not, they're just different, okay? You use what makes sense to you. So check it out. I've got other classes up, and if you want to see them, awesome. I'm Arwen. I am the professional joy seeker, and I want to remind you that I love you, whether we have met or not met. I love you. I don't think we hear it enough. I don't think we say it enough. So remember, you're loved by some crazy witch in New Mexico. Seek joy, y'all. Bye-bye.